got a song in me. I still got a song.
We're here with Rockin' Reggie Vincent, who still has a song. Still has a song. And he has written a new book titled Still Got a Song in Me. You know what Alice Cooper says about Mr. Rockin' Reggie? He says there's only one Rockin' Reggie, part rockabilly, part Pentecostal preacher with a dash of psychedelia and just a pinch of Roadhouse Blues. There's only one Rockin' Reggie, thank the Lord. That's from Alice.
Alice Cooper, That's what he says about me. The book's really good. It's called I Still Got a Song in Me. We're really excited about it. Just came out, and we sold out at a limited edition. And so it's really good, and I'm real proud of it. It's taken me many, many years to write that book, but
and you also have a new CD as well, right, to go with it and with your songs?
Yeah, it comes with a CD and an 8x10 photograph in the book, Still Got a Song in Me.
It's worth looking up and getting yourself a copy. Thank you for our nice signed copy here, by the way.
And this postcard I'm looking at here, it's got pictures of, this is Kiss, Roy Orbison, you had mentioned earlier, Alice. Some of these, is that Harold Jenkins, Conway Twitty?
No,
okay, who's the in the red jacket? Some of these guys, I don't know, but that's definitely Johnny Cash here in the middle.
The guy in the red jacket was Liberace.
Oh, it sure is. Look at that.
Yeah, Liberace.
I didn't recognize him without his sparkles.
Yeah, that's Liberace and Johnny Cash and
Bob Hope.
Yeah, I got to know Bob. I lived in Las Vegas for about 5 years, and I used to perform at different hotels there. And Bob used to come to the concerts, you know, with the shows, we called them. And he would come by, and I ended up starting calling him Uncle Bob. I'd see Bob Hope so much. He was the nicest guy. He's probably the nicest guy I ever met in show business was Bob Hope.
Well, you know what? I'd like to go back to the beginning of your story just a little bit because it kind of intrigues me. You had family that was in the music business. You were related to Minnie Pearl?
My mother's half-sister was Minnie Pearl. She was my aunt. I was born in near Nashville, Tennessee, and grew up there. And as a young lad, listening to the Everly Brothers and all their music like that. And mother was a gospel singer, and she played guitar. And she had traveled around at tent meetings and places like that in churches, and she would sing at these rallies. And she would take me and my sister along, and I was probably about 5 or 6, and she'd have bring me up on stage, and I would sing with her and doing gospel music. And then one day I was coming home from school, and I heard some rock and roll on the radio, and it was Elvis Presley, and he was singing Jailhouse Rock. So I came home, and I said, I want to learn how to play guitar. So she said, all right. So the first song she started teaching me was What Our Friend We Have in Jesus. And I said, no, Mom. I said, that's very nice and all that stuff, but I want to play rock and roll. She said, well, I know there's one song I know. It was a guy named Ricky Nelson. And so she says, and it was called Hello, Mary Lou. And I started right there, and I learned to play Hello. It took me about 2 or 3 weeks to learn how to play that one song. And but I learned from there. But Mother, she was a wonderful. She's went on now. But she was a wonderful lady, and a very talented woman.
So was she your only formal training?
She was she taught me 3 chords, G, C, and D, and I never had a lesson. I never went to school, never had no guitar lessons.
So you played by ear?
I just play by ear. I can hear something. I know when it's in pitch and when it's not in pitch. I just have a natural ear, and after all these years, I'm still got a pretty good ear.
And where did the songwriting click in?
I used to buying records and everything like that, and I met a guy who played blues, and he learned how to play guitar, and he learned how to write songs. He started showing me. He introduced me to a guy named the guy that had a song Runaway, Del Shannon, and he had a song, and I got inspired by listening to these people, and I just started to write 3 chords. 3 songs I met at a James. I started to write a little bit more. And as of today, I try to write almost every other day. I was writing last night for a young lady that's coming up, a young 16-year-old girl.
Wow. And is she local?
She's local, and she's a pretty big celebrity. And so I'm writing for her. And
And songs just come to you, Reggie?
Songs just come to me. Like, I could be talking to you, and songs come to me. I wake up with songs in my head.
So that's a gift.
Someone will say, hello, and I say, oh, that sounds like a good title, hello. I think I'll write a song called Hello. And I sit down and I write a song called Hello. I have no formula. What comes first, the words, the music? Sometimes it's just the words. And sometimes, and I write a lot of love songs. Most of my songs, I say 80% of my songs are love songs. I like to write about love because it's really what makes the world go around. I know when I worked with one of the Beatles, he used to talk to me all about love, and that was John Lennon. I got the privilege of meeting him in New York City. He asked me to join his recording session, and I ended up recording with John Lennon. And he was a great guy, and all he talked about was love, and I never forgot that. And even today, as of yesterday, I was writing a song about love. And
what can I go back to? I can't let you go without talking about Billy Graham. So you're a gospel as a kid. Yeah. Into rock and roll, and then how did we end up with Billy Graham?
Well, I was working in Las Vegas with Liberace. I had a 5-year contract with his company, and he introduced me to some people that was doing a crusade there. And he said, how would you like to work with Billy Graham? And I said, well, Billy Graham? And he says, yeah, he's coming to town. He said, he's getting all these entertainers together. How would you like to work with Billy Graham? And so I said, all right. So they put me in a limousine, and I went over to the festival, and all of a sudden, Billy Graham and Ruth Graham jumps in the back seat. I'm in the front seat, and the guy jumps, door opens, says, hello, I'm Johnny Cash. And it was Johnny Cash, and I got to know Johnny Cash and Billy Graham. I went to his home. Billy invited me to his home. I went to his home. I sat in his rocking chair. I asked his wife, I said, can I read Billy's Bible? She handed me Billy Graham's Bible. I opened his Bible. She says, every day he reads a one verse of Proverbs and one verse of Psalms every morning. And through the years, I got 9 books that he wrote sent to me personally, 2 of them from Ruth Graham, and 18 Christmas cards. For 18 years, I got a Christmas card to Reggie, love you, Billy and Ruth. And it was personally signed. I have 18 Christmas cards from Billy Graham.
Those sound like real treasures.
Yeah.
Real treasures. That's awesome. What would you tell anybody in today's times, Reggie, about trying to get into the music business? Do you have any advice for people?
Well, when I was about 17, I took a bus to New York City, and I went up to there, and I thought I was going to get signed by Bob Dylan's management company and his record thing. And the guy said to me, I didn't make it at that time to sign with Bob Dylan's company. But he said once something to me that I never forgot. He says, remember something. I'm going to give you some advice, young man. He said, only the strong survive. So that's what I would say to you today. You got to be real strong in the business because it's a strange business. It's a tough business. But if you work hard at it, you can make it work, you know. Only the strong survive. So stay in there, hang in there, and you can do it. And still got a song in me. That's because one day you can say, I still got a song in me.
And you are still very busy. I noticed on your website there's a place to sign up to have you come, and you've got some tours coming up. Tell everybody what you're up to these days.
Yeah, we're riding, touring. We've got a cruise coming up that I'll be singing on.
Kat, do you get to go there too?
And Kat's going to go.
Awesome.
Yeah, Kat's going, and we're going on a cruise. And then I'm going down to Dallas, do a couple television shows like that. And then we're in the process of looking at going into Las Vegas next year, performing at one of the casinos. And so my calendar is full, so we're blessed. I'm just blessed.
It's great to have a passion that carries you through your whole life.
Yeah, it is.
And you never get tired of it.
Yeah, you never get tired of it.
And what made you pick Arizona to settle in?
Well, I came here one time to do a television show, and I came out of Detroit, and it was snowing and everything, and I came out here, and I fell in love with Arizona. I love Arizona, and I've lived in a lot of places. Kat and I, we've lived in a lot of places. We just spent 6 years in Nashville, and we came back here. We've been back here about 2 or 3 years now, and we spent a couple of years in Branson, Missouri.
I love Branson.
Yeah, and it
was
nice.
Fun place to hang out.
And then we lived a couple of years in Chicago, but I always end up coming back to Arizona.
worth coming home to for sure.
Yeah, it is.
So if people want to find your book,
yeah,
they can go to your website.
ReggieVinson.com. Reggie Vinson, it's VINSON.com. You can order my books, tapes, see where we're going. Love to meet you sometime. And looking at doing a couple of local shows here, so I'd love for you to come on out, shake your hand.
Will you keep me posted on that, Reggie? We have a calendar we keep on the website. I can put you up there.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Make sure people connect
with you. Well, I appreciate you having me on in that.
Is this your first book?
This is really my first book. I did a book about 20 years ago. I wrote a gospel book, but this is basically my first book. And it's got about 50 chapters in there. Me and Elton John, when we got to hang out together, and just different ones. It's all different. Little Richard's in the book, and I don't know. There's so many. The Righteous Brothers are about me and Bobby Hatfield, and just a lot of great little stories in the book.
Do you have anybody current you really like listening to? I heard you. Kat was telling me you like all kinds of music.
I like all kinds of music. I like some of the rap that's out there. I love country music, and I love pop music, and I like it all. There's no one thing that I like. I like Alice Cooper, and I like the Beatles. I love the Beatles.
I think if you live through the 70s, you'll always love that music.
Yeah, and right? I love Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks, mm-hmm. and I love all that stuff, and it's just it never gets old, you know, so I encourage the people out there that's just getting started or you're in there, you got to keep knocking on doors. If one door closes, just keep knocking. And another door will open eventually, but you got to be strong. I know when I met Hendrix back in 69 and sitting there talking with him, he was telling me about all the things he did. And he was talking about how he'd been kicked around and everything, but he went to record companies, got turned down and everything. But he made it, you know, and so you can do it. You just have to stay in there and hang in there.
You have to really want it.
You got to want it.
You have to enjoy rejection. What a music. Seriously, I had a budding musician that I met through another radio station said, you know what? I enjoy rejection because it kind of makes you stronger and faster. And there's another artist who got rejected so much, and now she's doing okay. Her name is Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
she's serious.
Yeah, and like Madonna, she got turned down. I even understand when I was talking to John Lennon, and he said that the Beatles got turned down by a couple of record companies in the beginning. They didn't think they had it.
Well, isn't that Led Zeppelin, how they got their name? One of the promoters or writers or something heard their music, and they said, yeah, that's going to go over like Led Zeppelin. And they said, well, we're going to name the band that.
Well, that's a good – I never heard that story. But that's a good – see, that's another story to tell. That's pretty cool, man. Yeah, music's a great tool. It gets in your – mine's been in my blood since I was 10 years old, so it's still in here today. And once it gets in your blood, it's hard to get it out, you know.
Rockabilly Hall of Fame Rockin' Reggie in the studio with us this morning here at Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. And this is the 7 o'clock hour, our Arizona hour. 8 o'clock coming up is our outdoor living hour. We have Jay Harper in studio talking your landscape garden needs. 9 o'clock open line, and 10 is our topic-driven hour. We're talking tools this month of December, all here at Rosie on the House.